What if you're still depressed? Nutrition changes, lifestyle changes, exercise, meditation, relaxation, sleeping right, taking the amino acids that you need. What if you're still depressed? Even after getting all the social support, what if you're still depressed? If you're still depressed, don't worry because there's still other things you can do and rule out. Sometimes fixing depression can take a little time and some fine tuning. So I'm going to tell you a few more hacks, a few more things you can do to really make sure you overcome your depression 100%. If you've tried tryptophan, tyrosine, those sorts of supplements, make sure that you have tried SAMe, especially if you have methylation problems. If you ever get a test and it shows high histamine levels, it could mean there's some problems in the methylation process. You can try taking more SAMe and more B vitamins. If you're still depressed, make sure you look at those pyroluria symptoms I discussed earlier in the program to see if that might be a culprit. You want to rule out pyroluria if all these changes and you're still having a severe inner tension, you have maybe white dots on your nails, all those symptoms. If you're still depressed, make sure you rule out pyroluria. I did it myself. The test is really cheap. Make sure you rule out pyroluria. Also, make sure you've ruled out thyroid problems. It's very simple, very inexpensive to just get a test on your thyroid. If you're still depressed, if you're overweight a lot, and even with the nutrition and exercise changes, you're still depressed, you still can't seem to lose fat, just check your thyroid. Make sure that you don't have a thyroid problem. It could be your thyroid's not working right, and so therefore you're going to be depressed. Also, check your sex hormone levels. Maybe your DHEA is out of whack. Maybe you have too much estrogen. Maybe your testosterone's out of whack. Make sure you rule out your sex hormones if you're still having issues as well. Who knows? Maybe after resolving some deeper issue that's going on with your hormone production, you're going to be fine. Are you getting enough sunlight? If you're not getting 30 minutes of sunlight every day and you can't get 30 minutes of sunlight every day, try a light box. You can place these things in front of you while you're eating breakfast. You can place them in front of you while you're in the bathroom, while you're getting ready for work. And really, you want to get something around 10,000 lux. This is the one I have. This one's a travel size one, so it's really nice because I was able to take it with me. It helped a lot with jet lag. But if you're still suffering, especially maybe seasonal affective disorder, you're just not. If you look at your daily life and you're not getting any sunlight, make sure you go out in the sun if you can, and if you can't, try and use a light box so that you're shining that 10,000 lux light on your eyes. I was on the fence forever with a light box because, you know, I didn't know if it was going to work. And then I realized, look, I can buy one of these things, see if it works, and if it doesn't, I can return it in 30 days. So if you're not getting enough sunlight, or maybe you get more depressed in the winter, try getting a light box. Just try it for 30 days, and if it doesn't work, just return it. Worst case scenario is it doesn't work and you return it. Best case scenario is, hey, the light box helps you cure your depression. Along with the sunlight, are you getting enough vitamin D? Have you really looked into your vitamin D, or did you kind of skip over that section of the program? Vitamin D levels are notoriously low these days. Everyone working in office, everyone's being indoors all the time. Make sure you get a vitamin D test. If you're still depressed, just test your vitamin D levels and see if that is an issue you have. And if it is, you can start taking more vitamin D and getting more sunlight to get those vitamin D levels back into balance so you no longer have a vitamin D deficiency. You can up the exercise. Also, again, with exercise, the goal is not to destroy yourself. The goal is not to overextend yourself, overtrain, and fatigue yourself. But if you're doing 30 minutes three times a week, you feel like you can do more, if you up the exercise, it could really help with your depression. 30 minutes three times a week is the minimum amount that is really shown to have an antidepressant effect, and that's all you really need to give yourself that antidepressant effect. However, there's been tons of studies on people, not necessarily with depression, but on people where up to an hour a day showed the greatest changes in their brain and physiology when they exercise at least an hour a day. But remember, the goal isn't to destroy yourself. The goal is to exercise, give yourself more energy, and feel really good every day. Increase omega-3 intake. try doubling the amount of omega-3s you're taking and get an omega-3 to omega-6 ratio test. Getting your blood drawn might seem like a hassle and it's not worth it, but if you see that you have an imbalance, your ratio of omega-3 fats to omega-6 fats is out of whack, it could be the remaining factor in resolving your depression. Once you get your ratio of omega-3 and omega-6 closer and under control, then it could resolve your depression, feel a lot better because you're making sure you have enough omega-3 fats for your brain to be functioning properly. Did you actually stop eating sugar? In the second week of nutrition, did you actually quit eating sugar? Neuroscientists discovered that sugar can actually be just as addicting as certain drugs like cocaine because they light up the same areas in the brain that these drugs light up. If you can't cut out the sugar before, even after using the amino acids, supplements, vitamins, and eating right nutrition, for some reason you still are addicted to sugar, you can try other alternatives to make it a lot easier. If you have that sweet tooth, you can use honey instead of sugar. Just make sure, you know, you don't drink a gallon of honey every day. Are you getting enough protein? Are you eating enough beef, turkey, chicken, eggs, if you can handle it, cheese, milk, yogurt, fish, beans? Stress hormones deplete how much tryptophan is available in the brain. So it's essential that if you've been suffering from depression for a while, you really up your intake of healthy protein so that you can get the amino acid tryptophan in your body so that your brain can synthesize serotonin. Is taking these supplements suppressing your appetite and you're not eating enough? Surprisingly, supplements like 5-HTP, tryptophan, and the like, they can actually reduce people's appetites. 5-HTP is even advertised as an appetite suppressant. They sell it for people to help curb their appetite so they can lose weight. Now, that might sound like a good thing, might be awesome that, yeah, I don't have to eat as much, but if you're not getting enough calories, your metabolism will start to slow down, your sex hormone production will be reduced, and you won't feel as good. Sometimes it can be easy to not eat enough, and this can really slow your system down and cause your brain to not function as properly. So it's important to make sure you're eating enough calories, make sure that you're staying healthy. I've actually had that issue with myself. I just feel good. I don't crave sugar. I don't crave any crappy food anymore. Like, even if it's right in front of me, I look at it and it's like, I don't even want this. And I actually notice that it's easy for me to not eat. So I make sure I try and eat big meals every day and make sure I get the calories that I need. If for some reason you're still depressed, make sure you rule these out. So conditions that can cause depression. Certain conditions can cause depression. If you still have depression, make sure you rule these out. Diabetes, hypo or hyperthyroidism, sleep apnea, mononucleosis, persistent infection, hormonal imbalance like we talked about earlier, malnutrition such as an eating disorder or where you're not eating enough or you're forcing yourself to throw up, heart disease, cancer, stroke, brain injury, Parkinson's, or Alzheimer's. If you have any of those conditions, obviously they could be resulting in your depression. Now, there's a lot of medications that can also cause depression, so if you're taking these medications, you got to look into these and really see if they might be the root cause of why you're depressed as well. So benzodiazepines such as Klonopin, Valium, Xanax, tranquilizers, steroids, blood pressure medication, beta blockers, antihistamines, or birth control pills, all have shown that they can produce depression in certain people. Make sure you also rule out other complications. PTSD, if you've had a post-traumatic stress disorder, if you've had really stressful life events, these can keep the brain stress circuits going on all the time. And as you now know, if your stress response is going on all the time, it's really going to wear you out, deplete yourself of all sorts of things like B vitamins, and you're going to stay depressed. PTSD can seriously interfere with your recovery from depression. The great news with PTSD is it actually has a really high success rate with traditional psychotherapy. Fixing your nutrition, taking supplements, and exercising will actually really increase your ability to handle stressful life events and really cope with things. But if you have had some really serious life events, it's important to, again, go ask for help and find a professional that can really help you overcome those sorts of issues. additional help in that case can be a lifesaver. Second thing is anxiety. If you still have anxiety, even after taking some of the supplements like GABA, even after taking magnesium and those sorts of things, you might need to do behavior or exposure therapy. For myself, I had a huge issue with public speaking, and for some reason it just totally destroyed me every time I had to give a speech. So I joined a group called Toastmasters, and it forced me to get up in front of people every week. Is the scariest thing ever, but it's one of the best things I ever did, because I've given a lot of speeches since then, speeches to a lot of people that would have totally destroyed me, but just because I forced myself to do it over and over again, it really reduced my anxiety around those situations. So if the supplements, nutrition, and all that, you still have some anxiety that you're really having problems with, it's important to, again, really get some help and maybe try exposing yourself systematically, or really changing your behavior, or seeing what you can do without, you know, taking additional supplements to see if you can really bring down your anxiety levels through those other means. Again, eating disorders, if you have something like anorexia, those sorts of eating disorders can seriously impact the amount of nutrition you're getting, the amount of vitamins and minerals that you're getting. If after the week of nutritional advice and help I gave you, you're still having serious issues, you gotta seek help immediately, because if you have an eating disorder, you're not gonna be able to get the vitamins, amino acids necessary to make the right neurotransmitters in your brain, and it's pretty dangerous anyways. You need those vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in your body to help you recover from depression. So if you have an eating disorder, please just seek help immediately so you can resolve that issue so that you can carry forward in your life. Last thing I wanna mention is bipolar. So a lot of these supplements, if you know yourself to have been prone to bipolar, you should have been very careful with trying out certain supplements, because some of these supplements can produce a manic phase in many people. And as we all know, a manic phase is a very, very severely more damaging than a depressive phase. Like when you get manic, you do all sorts of crazy stuff. If you're bipolar, you'll know that those phases really are what causes more damage in your life. I mean, there's certain supplements like lithium orotate that I've actually tried and other people have been successful with, that's more natural than the medication route. But with bipolar, it's more complicated. It's different than depression. So if through all these things, you might have noticed you've had manic phases, or you really get up sometimes and you don't have to sleep for days on end, you might want to seriously look into maybe you have more of a bipolar tendency than depression. So you've gone through all 6 weeks. Hopefully you're eating huge salads with chicken and healthy dressings and no sugar. You're exercising. You're asking for help directly. You're really bringing down the stress. You're sleeping good every night. If you've done all these things, I guarantee you, you're gonna be setting yourself up for success. You're gonna be not relapsing into depression for the rest of your life. Hope you guys enjoyed this course. I really enjoyed making it. Just being able to share this is really more fulfilling for me than anything else. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys really benefited from it. Again, you can email me, ask me any questions you had on the course. I love your feedback. I hope you guys have great success with this. And I just want you to let you know that for the longest time, I was so depressed, and that doing these things is really the only thing that produced permanent change for myself. So again, thank you. Let me know if you have any questions.